The reading is from Mark chapter 4. It's verses 26 to 34, and you can find it in your pew Bibles on page 1016. It's quite funny that I was on the rota for reading because it's all about seeds. And it sounds as from the reading as if the person sowing the seeds hasn't put any thought in. But actually, sowing seeds involves so much thought. And you have to gather your seeds first. So I brought mine here to show you that you can gather seeds first, ready to plant them. So, Mark chapter 4. The parable of the growing seed. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Father, thank you for your word which gives us life. And as we reflect together on it this morning, will you encourage us and build us up? In Jesus' name, amen. Obviously standing right in front of the speakers. Okay, I'm going to come this way. I thought I'd stand in the light, you see, so that you could see my face. I don't know how you feel when you hear all these reports about the fact that the church is in decline and struggling. And constantly in the church, because I'm on General Synod, we're grappling with this issue of why is it that the church, people simply aren't wanting to come. And it's very easy to get into this kind of downward spiral where you think, it's just too hard. We can't turn this around. And it's the same across the West. The church is dying, and we hear all these figures that if we don't increase in numbers, then in 20 years' time, the Church of England will cease to exist in this country. And it sounds pretty depressing. But actually, I think that's where our reading, which came from Mark 4, of the story of the mustard seed and the mustard tree that grows, might help to encourage us. So let us pray. No, I've already done that, haven't I? I'm getting old. I'm getting old. It's terrible. I think I've mentally thought in my mind that was when I was going to pray, but I've forgotten I'd already done it. So we have this story of the mustard seed, which is planted. It's a tiny seed, and it grows up into this huge, great tree. And there's some dispute over whether or not that tree would ever be planted anyway in a garden. And what was this careful gardener doing? Because the mustard seed grew not into a kind of simple cedar tree, but into this massive plant that probably is a little bit of the same kind of nature as Japanese knotweed is, that if you're not careful, it will take over and swamp everything else. And so Jesus gives us this picture of this tree that grows very rapidly and then provides shelter for birds that come in. And there's some disagreement over actually whether this is a parable which is a good and encouraging thing, or whether actually it's a warning about how dangerous it is. Because earlier on, if you looked in Mark chapter 4, you'd see that Jesus tells the parable of the story of the sower and the seed. And in that story, you have birds coming along and stealing the seed away. And so the birds there are seen as the agents of the devil that are taking faith away and damaging it. And so people have looked and said, well, because we've got that parable in the same chapter, so the birds here that come under the tree must be agents of the devil that are coming to take us away and distract us. And we need to be worried and looking out for these terrible people who are going to lead us astray. And I'm sure there is some truth in that. But I don't think Jesus, in talking about the kingdom of God and saying the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, wants us to see that it's a terrible, dangerous place where we are looking over our shoulder all the time for people. Rather, it seems to me the story of this parable is that the kingdom of God, which we know is good because it's about the rule of Jesus Christ in our lives, and what God wants for us is flourishing, not just for us within the church, but the flourishing of our communities and of the world which he created and which he looked at and saw it is good. And so we know that the kingdom of God is like this little seed that grows and produces a tree that threatens to engulf everything. Now that's a great picture. Now, one of the things that we've been looking at in the Diocese of Bristol, and I started off with the bad news about churches declining, is that actually Diocese of Bristol is one of the few dioceses in the church which has actually grown a little bit over the last few years and seen an increase in numbers without having lots and lots of immigrants coming in, as happened in London, where London Diocese has grown. So actually we have been doing something. So there is this indication that's growing, but it's only a little. And we're still grappling with that issue. But Jesus says the kingdom of God is like this rampant growth. And so we're looking at actually what do we do over the next few years to build confidence in the diocese, confidence in this gospel message of transformation that we have. And we reckon that we're growing in commitment. We think as a diocese we're beginning to grow in confidence. But the one area that we think actually we're not doing very well is the area of connectedness. Because actually we are a body and we need to be growing together so that where one part is strong, that area can serve and strengthen the rest. And where one part is weak, we can look to those who are stronger to help us to become more effective in this mission that God has given us. And the parable of the mustard seed reminds us that when we think about the kingdom of God, it is not about what happens just in our lives. It's not about what we see happening in our little church here in Christchurch Downend, or even in our deanery or our diocese. It is a global movement of transformation. And across the world, the church is growing. In some places, it is exploding. And so we have this growing confidence, and we can be encouraged by being connected. And that's why I have an excuse to tell you a bit about my work, which I don't often do when I come here, but actually some of you will know that I'm Ecumenical and Global Partnership Officer in the Diocese of Bristol. And that gives me a real privilege to be involved with churches in Uganda and churches here in other denominations. And it's really exciting that next week, where are you all going to be? Sea in the Park. Anybody here not been to Sea in the Park? Sorry, that's not me. Anybody not been to Sea in the Park? If you haven't been to Sea in the Park, please go. It is amazing. And you can take your own picnic and have your sandwiches and your champagne and pims, whatever you want, and be with a whole lot of other people having a great time. But that's all the churches, showing that the kingdom of God in this area is not just about us here, but 400 or 500 other Christians encouraging each other. And we can do that because we do it together. And we need to be recognizing, too, that we can be encouraged by our connections from across the world. So it was really exciting that Brian Malinzi was here last year and spent 2 weeks working with us as a youth worker from Uganda, working and visiting and sharing. And that gave Diane the confidence to go out to Uganda at short notice and to share. And I don't know if you noticed, when Diane came back, she was changed. She stood up here at the front, and whereas when she'd spoken before, she was a little diffident and a little quiet and you struggled to hear, suddenly she'd lifted her head and she was smiling and confident and presenting. And I said to Diane, what happened? She said, it's like the old Diane has come back. And that trip to Uganda had built her confidence, built her understanding and her faith by being in a new place and discovering things that she hadn't realized for a while that she could do. I've just come back from Uganda with a group from City Deanery. And we stayed in people's homes and shared their lives and walked with them. And the experience of staying in the home of somebody in a developing country, sharing for some of us very simple lives and some of us very complex lives, actually really helped us in our faith. And one lady called Janet from Southmead, who amazingly, she was sick for most of the time with a really bad stomach. And yet she said that it was for her perhaps the most transformational and wonderful experience of her life. I was thinking, but you've been sick for this whole time. And we were expecting her to say, oh, it's been awful because I've been so sick and doing that. She said it was the most amazing experience of hospitality and transformation. And she came back to her PCC and she walked into the PCC. And her vicar said to me, it's amazing. She said, you know, what we really need to be doing is we need now to be getting everybody in the church and outside the church to meet Jesus Christ, because it's really important. And suddenly, meeting Jesus Christ was on the agenda in a new way, because she'd been with people for whom that experience of Jesus Christ was a daily reality, and it had opened her eyes through being connected. And she's making those connections in her own place. Another person went out with us on that same trip and was with a female vicar called Rose. And Rose lives in a very simple house, and to do her ministry, she just walks. If it rains, she can't go because it's so wet. So she stays and she makes candles in order to be able to supplement her income. And this lady stayed with her, and she had an amazing time, but she said the most amazing thing that she realized was Rose didn't have transport, and again they had to get from place to place to be there to do God's work. She said again and again, we prayed to God to send someone to give us a lift, to provide transport. And she said, I learned that when you really have to depend upon God, he does answer prayer. You know, we don't need to depend on that in this country. But actually, what an encouragement for us that God really does answer prayer. And so we're learning about this kingdom of God from this huge, exploding movement, really, which is right across the globe. And the more we're connected, the more we understand and see that picture, the more confidence we can have that the work that we're called to in building the church here, but above all, building the kingdom of God in our communities and speaking for Jesus Christ, the more confidence we can have and the more encouragement we can have. Because we're part of this amazing work that is going on, whether we like it or not, because God is the one who makes the seed to grow. And his desire is that all people will flourish and grow. So thank you for allowing me to share something of the joy of my work, which is about bringing people together, sharing experiences, and being encouraged to work for God. Let us pray. Father, thank you for calling us to be part of this kingdom movement of bringing your gospel of love and confidence and transformation to others. May we stand in the confidence that while we may sometimes look around us and feel that it's hard and difficult, yet we know that around the world, your spirit is moving and people are coming to you, and that we might have confidence and courage not to give up, but to see that one day again, your gospel and your transformation will be held up in this country again as well. In Jesus' name, amen.